next item on the agenda is the Rampini Family Revocable Trust 08-0787. Mr. Nykerk.
Sir. This is also a open-sided boathouse. The Rampinis are requesting authorization to construct a 16-foot by 32-foot open-sided boathouse adjacent to their existing pier situated along Hills Bay at 136 Old Farm Road in Matthews County. Project is protested by an adjoining property owner. Rampini property is situated along the western shoreline of Gwynn's Island and fronts on Hills Bay near the mouth of the Piankatank River. Their existing pier extends approximately 220 feet channel to knee-high water. Development along the shoreline is primarily residential. This is a 2007 aerial photo. This is obviously Gwynn's Island, Milford Haven, the bridge leading to Gwynn's Island. The plan view drawing, the Rampinis propose to construct a 4-foot wide finger pier around their existing boat lift and to construct a 16-foot by 32-foot open-sided boathouse over the lift. The peak of the roof is designed to be 12 feet above the elevation of the existing deck. The boathouse is designed to provide shelter for a 29-foot boat. Cross-sectional drawing showing the height at 12 feet above the pier deck level. 32-foot long boathouse, and there is an existing lift. It's a little closer view from that 2007 aerial. This is the pier in question here. Project is protested by Ms. Martin, the adjoining property owner. She is in this house. Ms. Martin believes the boathouse will adversely affect the view from her property. She notes that the pier and boat lift were constructed closer to her property line due to the deeper water on the south side of the Rampini property. The ground shot of the pier and lift. This is another ground shot looking straight out at the lift. The existing pier and proposed boathouse encroach on public oyster ground. Based upon a prior Attorney General opinions and guidance, however, the presence of public oyster ground does not restrict a riparian property owner from exercising his right to construct a pier pursuant to the authorization provided in the Code of Virginia. Staff does not believe the proposed boathouse will adversely affect navigation. No state agencies have commented on the project. This is looking towards the south. The subject pier is not in this picture. This is just looking to the south. And this is looking to the north. And this shot is actually taken from the Martin's backyard. In 1998, the General Assembly amended Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia to provide statutory authorization for the construction of open-sided boathouses measuring 700 square feet or less and designed to cover a single boat at a private non-commercial pier, provided the boathouse was not objected to by the adjoining property owners and was allowed by local ordinances. Since Matthews County does not restrict the construction of private boathouses, had the adjacent property owner not objected to the project, the boathouse would have qualified for the statutory exemption. We believe the open-sided design only minimally adds to the visual obstruction already presented by the pier and the boat located in the boat lift. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project as proposed.
Questions of Mr. Nykerk?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yeah. Is there any concern about safety of the boathouse? There's a whole lot of water there, large fetch. Is there any concern that the boathouse roof might blow off and cause damage?
There is a lot of fetch. I mean, the pier and the boat lift themselves would be subjected, obviously, to possible wave energy. The boathouse roof would, certainly be subjected to lift from any wind there. but you know, it's not unlike a lot of other boathouses, you know, along the Piankatank and Rappahannock River.
So it's not a particular concern to you?
No.
Further questions?
Thanks, Joe. Mm-hmm.
The applicant here are represented?
Represented.
Come forward, please. Good morning. Good morning.
Raise
your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name, please?
Richard Hicks.
And what would you like to tell us about the project?
I'm with Safe Harbor Marine Services Incorporated, with Matthews. We're the contractor to do the project. I'm just here to represent him and answer any questions if you guys have any.
The question was raised just a minute ago by Mr. Fox pertaining to the construction of the roof. Can you just give us a quick rundown as far as what would be done to mitigate the potential wind problem, hurricane straps, things like that?
Of course, it'll all be hurricane strapped, and it'll probably be an engineered truss roof system, which will withstand about 150 miles an hour. But the only thing that wouldn't withstand that much would be it's going to have metal roof panels, and they'll be screwed in. I think they're rated like 96 miles an hour or something like that. I'm not exactly sure, but it's right around there. But the engineered trusses and the strapping, and of course, all the band will be through bolted to the pilings. So, but the only thing we'd ever have to worry about, maybe some of the metal roofing coming off. But, you know, all that area took a pretty good beating in Isabel and Ernesto, but the pier stood up to it. So.
That's a good, pretty good point while I've got you here. What's the wind tolerance on a shingle roof in comparison to a metal roof?
It's less, unless you can go with what they call a Hatteras brand shingle, which is rated for like 115, but a typical three tab is only rated for like 55. And was,
Further questions? Thank you, sir. Is the thank you. You may have one more. Is the opponent here represented? Anyone in opposition?
Anyone? I don't believe so. Her attorney called last week and was actually going to advise her that he wasn't going to represent her, and it was up to her to, you know, appear if she wanted to, but he really didn't see that she had a whole lot of a case.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Holland.
Move to adopt staff recommendation.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We will be in recess until just afternoon time.